Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A follow-up story today with blueberry grower Larry Martin of Metcalf County, also president of the Kentucky Blueberry Growers Association. As he mentioned last week, a specific soil type is required for the crop, but where that is prevalent, he thinks it's a good fit for Kentucky.
Blueberries are work. It's farming, so there's work involved, but I always say it's kind of like a gentleman's farm or something, because most of the work is tractor work, mowing and spraying and that sort of thing. There's a little bit of trimming, but nothing like taking care of grapes or something like that. It's not a lot of work trimming. It's a seasonal thing.
When they ripen, generally June through mid-July, things are a little different.
And then you're up from the break of dawn till after dark packing, and you're making a lot of money then, so you don't mind as much, but that's when it's a seasonal thing, very, very much labored just for the summer.
The market is growing and prices are good. We'll talk more about the economics in a minute. We'll be right back.
Do you know where your milk comes from and who produces it? Dairy farmers from all over the Southeast are calling in to let you know.
I'm a second generation dairy farmer and have been milking 100 cows for 38 years. And I'm dedicated to dairy, my cows, my milk, and my land.
Celebrate the 75th anniversary of June Dairy Month by learning more and visit dedicatedtodairy.com. Brought to you by the Southeast Dairy Association.
As we left off with Metcalf County blueberry producer Larry Martin, the 6 weeks through June and mid-July are intensive, but the payoff is good too. They utilized local help to get the crop in.
To this point, we've had plenty of local people to pick the berries. It's fairly profitable. We pay our pickers pretty well. We pay them about 70 cents a pound to pick the berries. They're getting like $4 for a gallon bucket. And a lot of the pickers will make up to $100 in a day. So we've been getting people out of the woodwork with this economy, you know, to pick berries.
He says the Blueberry Growers Association is serving as their market, and their new warehouse and commercial kitchen will soon feature flash freezing for additional value-added sales.
It's a very lucrative thing. A lot of our farmers are grossing $20,000 or more an acre, you know, grossing before the expenses, but it's a much more lucrative sort of farming than most anything else that I know of. Blueberries are quite profitable.
And if you happen to be in South Central Kentucky this Friday and Saturday, you can participate in the 10th Annual Kentucky Blueberry Festival in downtown Edmonton. Complete details are online at blueberrygrowers.com. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.